2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30, and our top story this half hour. Utah's food pantry saw a huge spike in demand during the pandemic, and even now it's higher than it was before. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says low unemployment and a strong economy just haven't seemed to help much.
The problem, according to the director of the Utah Food Bank, is inflation and the high cost of housing and gas. Jeanette Bott tells the Deseret News demand at Utah's 200 food pantries is still about twice what it was before the pandemic. The food bank is having its own problems paying for fuel for its trucks and finding enough help to keep donated food moving through the system. The food bank says they don't have any more baby formula right now than the grocery stores do, and they're careful about sending out any that's past its expiration date. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Many businesses stopped accepting cash in an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19, but a new BYU study finds that likely didn't do anything.
The researchers put COVID-19 on dollar bills, coins, and credit cards and looked at how long the virus stayed. And after 30 minutes, the amount of virus on the dollar bill decreased by over 99.9%. The virus was undetectable after a day. The virus stayed a little longer on credit cards. After a half hour, the amount of virus on cards went down by only 90% and was still detectable after 2 days. Researchers also tested cash from local restaurants. They found no COVID-19 on any of the samples. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
In developing news this hour, the Millard County Sheriff's Office has released the identity of a body found in the desert 3 weeks ago. They say they have confirmed that it is that of 21-year-old Jonathan Barrett Brantley of Longview, Texas, who was missing. The cause of death has yet to be determined. Our top national story this hour: all eyes on House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and four other congressional Republicans this morning who have been subpoenaed by House investigators.
The January 6th committee initially sent those five House Republicans letters requesting cooperation and all refused. And now the committee awaits their responses to its subpoenas. That as a new federal probe focused on former President Trump gets underway.
ABC's Justin Finch reports the January 6th committee begins public hearings next month with a final report due out this fall.
The invasion of Ukraine.
A new $40 billion aid package for Ukraine has wide bipartisan support in Congress, but it's being held up by Senator Rand Paul over concerns on how that money will be spent.
Germany, Poland, the United Kingdom, and others are stepping up to defend Ukraine like never before. In other words, it's not all about us. It isn't that we always have to be the Uncle Sam, the policeman that saves the world, particularly when it's on borrowed money.
Paul says there should be a watchdog keeping an eye on how the money is used in Ukraine, which he says has a history of corruption. Finland wants to join NATO, and Russia says it will retaliate.
Because for so long, Finland was not a part of any major military alliance, it had to learn how to fend for itself. And so as a result, there is this whole system in place here in Finland to kind of prepare for the possibility of an attack by Russia. They actually have a vast network of bunkers that Finland has been slowly building since the end of World War II that's been slowly expanding.
ABC's Inez de la Caterra reporting. KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. This Sunday, we'll be able to see the Super Flower Blood Moon. The moon will be at its closest point to Earth for a year.
We're expecting a total lunar eclipse that will happen Sunday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Look to the southeast sky. It will be at totality or maximum at 10:11.
Matt says a total lunar eclipse gives the moon a reddish hue, which is why it's called a blood moon. First look traffic, back to Andy Farnsworth.
Drivers on I-15 enjoying a great commute through Salt Lake County into and out of Salt Lake City, but we've got traffic a little bit heavy on the 201 freeway again in Magna. However, earlier crashes that were backing us up on city streets have all been cleared up. Now it's just typical slowdowns on 114th South as you head through Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time now is 8:35. An Ogden man will have to pay more than $75,000 in back taxes, penalties, and interest after pleading no guilty to a series of tax crimes. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the story.
The Utah State Tax Commission says Kerry Woodland filed false tax returns for 4 years, claiming he earned no wages in spite of a W-2 from his employer to the contrary. In a probable cause statement, a tax agent says he also failed to file any returns for 2 years.
The tax agent says Woodland claimed he is not a U.S. or a Utah resident and also said his income isn't considered wages, both claims commonly made by tax protesters. The FDA is now considering loosening import restrictions to help the country quickly get more baby formula back on store shelves.
Ireland, the Netherlands, and Chile are now identified as potential sources for more formula. President Biden Thursday said he spoke with manufacturers and the CEOs of Target and Walmart about ways to boost supplies. The out-of-stock rate for baby formula in the U.S. was more than 40% at the beginning of the month.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reports the shortage started after a major formula recall. Gas prices around the country remain near record highs, but some gas stations in New Jersey are teaming up today to try and influence lawmakers.
Today in New Jersey, 75 gas stations will lower their prices by up to 20 cents a gallon to show customers how much they'd save if proposed legislation is passed, allowing self-serve.
If I'm in the hurry or something, I like pumping it myself.
Gas stations in New Jersey are not allowed to let customers pump their own gas.
For those of us that have never lived in a place where you couldn't or weren't supposed to pump your own gas, it's kind of funny to hear people say, well, it keeps me out of the elements. I don't have to get out of my car. Somebody else does the work. But there are a couple of states like that, New Jersey being one of them. That's
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.